2020 Mazda CX-9 is designed to elevate every moment with a sophisticated SUV experience. Stunningly crafted with three-row seating, including second-row captain's chairs. Book a test drive at Mazda.ca.
Is to enlighten you to this world and, using his two decades of clinical practice and research, help you improve the health and healthcare you and your loved ones have. Dr. Paul will share from his years in research, writing, teaching, and practice the ways in which integrative medicine and broader medical thinking can help improve health and medicine. Join him Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific here on Contact Talk Radio. Dr. Richard Bartlett, developer of Matrix Energetics, and co-teacher and author Melissa Joy Johnson will be in Seattle December 5th through the 10th to teach their Matrix Energetics seminars. Attend their free introductory course and see live demonstrations on Friday, December 5th from 7 to 9 p.m. Seminars will be held at the DoubleTree Hotel near Seattle Airport.
And this is the thing I like about Matrix Energetics. There are many theories and concepts out there about using quantum physics and other aspects that we know of, that science now knows of, that the world around us is essentially made out of energy and information. But Matrix Energetics gives you the insights that you need, the consciousness technology, if you will, to apply that in your own world and bring about the change that you would like to see.
Matrix Energetics is a unique consciousness technology that utilizes key concepts in quantum and subtle energy physics to create instantaneous transformation and healing. Friday, December 5th from 7 to 9 p.m. is free and open to the public. The DoubleTree Hotel at Seattle Airport.
You do not want to miss this show. If you have any interest in guests like Linda Evans, James Von Prague, Michael Shermer, Lindsay Wagner, Jay-Z Knight, George Norrie, or Dean Radden, Provocative Enlightenment explores the frontier of science and spirituality as no other show does. Nothing is too sacred for open discussion or too technical to understand. Provocative Enlightenment welcomes a gamut of guests, including the skeptic and the hard scientist, as well as the psychic and politician. Plan to tune in every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on Contact Talk Radio.
God is in the Little Things, Messages from the Golden Angels is a riveting true story that reveals Patricia Brooks' struggle to find her connection to her higher self and discover the meaning of her life. Travel with Patricia through her past lives, from ancient Rome to the cobblestone streets of colonial Boston. Spiritual revelations unfold before your eyes as she begins living her new life with clarity and purpose. Watch as Patricia moves from wounded and weak to a powerful and empowered spiritual being. Order your copy today at www.patriciabrooks.net.
Did you know that you can rate our shows on iTunes? Yep, you can share your thoughts about the topics, the hosts, and the special guests. You can also leave a suggestion. Then, when you're done, rate the show. The hosts love your feedback, and others appreciate it. So next time you download a show, take a second to leave your thoughts and rate it. Have you taken the time to visit our Facebook page and like us? If you're saying no, it's time to change that answer. What's great about Contact Talk Radio's Facebook page is the fact that so many people are contributing helpful information to it. Not only does the staff at Contact Talk Radio update the page throughout the day, but so do our hosts. You'll know when shows are live and what the show's topic is. If a host is doing readings, you'll know when to call in and what number to use. Or maybe one of our hosts just wants to share some words of wisdom or a picture to brighten your day. You won't know what's waiting for you unless you visit our page. Go to facebook.com/CTR Network and like us. That's facebook.com/CTR Network. Happy Facebooking!
This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Make real changes today.
This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Hi, and welcome. It's Suze here, and I'm so happy to be spending the next hour with you on Contact Talk Radio. This is Flipping the Switch, and it's about getting that subconscious mind of yours to be supportive of you, especially in times of change. Many of us just decide that we're going to do some change when change happens at us or to us, rather than being solid in the change. We let the change kind of flip us around. And that's a bit what we're talking about today. The topic for today's show is doubt is an extremely useful emotion. Dot, dot, dot. So those of you who listened often are going, what? What's she talking about? Doubt's on the downside of the line, but bear with me. Doubt is an extremely useful emotion when you use it to doubt your insecurities. Doubt that you can't do it. Doubt the perspectives of those who say you can't do it. Doubt that it is too hard. Doubt that you don't have time. Use doubt when you're thinking that you're too old or too young or too poor or too whatever it is that's holding you back. Doubt those things at the very top of your lungs. And please begin using doubt the way it was intended to be used, which is to increase your certainty and belief about what you can do and use it to deepen your belief in yourself. I'm excited for today's show. We have a couple of, we have a guest coming on. Allison will be joining us in a little bit, but we have a caller first. Gord, you've called in from Saskatchewan. Welcome.
Yes, my pleasure to be chatting with you today.
Super. And how can I best support you today?
I think one thing that really comes to mind right off the top is doubt. I know there's changes being made in my life, and I'm very thankful for it. And BR has helped me a lot. But one that really rang true was sometimes that monkey of mine says doubt, well, you know, it's just too hard to do this or it's too hard to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the willingness to change, I think, is kind of where the monkey's, you know, where the monkey's leading me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So wanting to be more willing to change, would that be what's on the upside for you? I know that you've taken the Flip Your Switch course, so you're familiar with the downside of the line and the upside of the line. Would you say that that's what's on the upside, is that wanting to just really hone in on that openness to change?
Yes, for sure.
Okay. So let's just repattern from doubting on to openness to change. That work for you?
Sure will, yeah.
Okay. So we'll go through the whole series. When I'm testing in, what I'm getting is that you're actually at the choice stage, but I know, Gord, that there's going to be people that are listening that are going to be at the forgiveness stage. So while we're doing the forgiveness and permission, it's not ever going to hurt any of us to do extra of those. But I'd like you to give yourself a little pat on the back, because the work that you have done has got you to the choice stage, which, as you know, is the line. And that's the line that you want to get yourself to. So you've got yourself there. You're not sitting in the pit with this, which is nice. So well done.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and sometimes it feels, oh, I'm not, you know, I'm not there yet. But really, once you get to the line, to that place of choice, you've got a toehold. You know, it's like you're not going to go spinning down in again, which is a great place to be. But we're going to start with forgiveness and permission, as I said, because I know that there's some people that are listening that would like to move from doubting to being open, open to change and welcoming change. So we'll go all the way from the beginning, if you don't mind.
No, that's just fine with me, sure.
We're probably not going to get a lot of monkey chatter from you on the first couple of stages, because you've already worked through them, either consciously or subconsciously, and it doesn't really matter. You're there. But let's start with forgiveness. I forgive myself for believing that this doubt is real.
I forgive myself for believing that this doubt is real.
And breathe it in through your nose and out through your mouth. And you know the rules. If the monkey does show up, you let me know.
Yes.
I forgive myself for believing that change has to be, and you can fill in the last word. I forgive myself for believing that change has to be.
I forgive myself for believing that this change has to be hard.
Okay, breathe that in. So we're also going to go from hard to ease, okay?
Yes.
Because as you know, none of these beliefs are held in with one emotion. Okay, so we got doubt going on, and we got that it's going to be hard. I forgive myself for believing that change has to be hard.
I forgive myself for believing that change has to be hard.
Okay, and breathe that one in. I give myself permission to be open to change and let it happen with ease. I give myself permission.
This was a permission statement, yes. I give myself permission to be open and willing to change.
And let it happen with ease.
And to let this happen with ease.
I'm really tired of the hard way. And you know, if I suggest something that doesn't fit, you don't have to say it. But I just, you know, for most of us, it's like, been there, done that, have enough t-shirts, thank you. Really ready for it to be a little easier. Okay.
For sure.
So monkey's okay so far?
Yeah.
I can hang out in the doubt, or I can be open to change. I can't do both.
I can hang out in the doubt, or I am willing to change. I would rather focus on the change and the ease.
Nice. Breathe that in. So see how your inner coach was adding in the stuff. Okay. And this is the evidence, you know, people say to me, what happens when you study this work? And it's that you're starting to add in the extras without me having to. I can just give you the bare bones and you're adding it in. So well done. That's nice. And I'm hoping after we are complete, Gord, that you'll be able to listen to the rest of the show, because I think you'll be interested in my guest, Allison. She's been using the technique for a number of years, and it's just got a big transition happening. And so agreed to come on. And so you'll hear the kinds of stuff that you're doing that she'll just fill in and start adding bits and pieces as her mind brings it forward. And having that coach bring it forward and saying, yes, and we'll have it happen with ease. And we'll, you know, instead of having it go, blah, blah, blah. And the critic takes over.
Yeah, that's great. Ease is certainly a word I can use right now, for sure.
Mm-hmm. I've done it the hard way, and I've done it the easy way, and I prefer
the easy way.
Okay, so let's say it right from the top. I've done it the hard way.
I've done it the hard way, and I've done it the easy way. I would rather choose the easy way.
It makes way more sense, and it's more fun.
It makes way more sense, and it is way more fun.
All right, and breathe that. Okay. So this is the stage that you were actually at when we started the conversation. We started with the forgiveness and permission ones, but choice was where you were testing at. But I wanted to give people that foundation to see how we get to the choice, because sometimes you can't even make a choice. Sometimes those monkeys are yelling so loudly. Yeah, so how's that sitting?
Very good. Yeah, very good.
Okay, so we're at choice, and oftentimes people want to stop here because it feels good, but let's continue on. Forgiveness, permission, choice, and the next one is freedom. I am free to open myself up to change and let it happen with ease. I'm ready for that. I am free.
I am free.
To open myself up?
Open myself up regarding change.
Mm-hmm. And let it happen.
And I let it happen easily.
I'm ready for that.
I'm ready for that.
Okay, and breathe that. Is the monkey okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Things can be hard, or things can happen with ease. I'm free to be open to change with ease.
Things can be hard, or things can be easy, but I'm open to be...
To having things change with ease.
To having things change with ease.
Okay. Mind's okay there? Monkey's okay?
Yeah, very strong. Yeah.
Super.
Great.
Super. So when sometime that you found a change that happened with ease, there was no struggle, there was no toughness, it just was like, oh, okay, that was easy.
I guess even just a few minutes before the show, I'm doing some house cleaning and some stuff I've had in boxes for like 10 years. And part of me says, the monkey says, keep it. But I know, like, I haven't touched it for 4 or 5 years. Why keep it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, part of me, or I know I'm strongly believing that, I'm having actually an easy time doing that, of getting
nice.
Rid of a lot of stuff.
Okay, so let's rather than having an easy time of getting rid of a lot of stuff, let's frame it as ease in creating space for the new.
Great, yeah, ease.
Okay. It was easy today when I was creating that space with the boxes.
It was easy for me today when I was creating new space with removing old clutter.
That is evidence that I'm open to change.
That is evidence I am open to change.
Okay, breathe that in. Now you should be feeling what I call the little fuzzies or sparklies happening in your body now.
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
For sure.
Ooh, okay.
Fuzzies, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, good. And that's what, you know, that's called raising your vibration.
That's
what we want to do. And that's for people that are listening. And I know, Gord, you know this because you've taken the Flip Your Switch course, but that's the goal, is to get your body in that kind of that fuzzy, sparkly little vibration place. And then you do the surrender statement. I am open to change and letting it happen with ease.
Right.
So just reinforce that when you're in that sparkly place. So I am open to change.
I am open to change.
And I let it happen with ease.
And I let it happen with ease.
Breathe it in. I welcome change with ease in my life.
I welcome change with ease in my life.
I've tried it the hard way with doubt. I'm open to letting it happen with ease.
I've tried it the hard way with doubt, and I'm open now the easy way with change.
Okay. Breathe that in. And how's your monkey feeling?
No monkey.
Cool. So is that feeling solid?
Very solid.
Super. Now bring that perception then to the place of change and take a look at it, and you'll find that you're being able to be more observational with it. Are you experiencing that?
Yep, for sure. Yep.
Good. Good, good. So you know how to reinforce that, but maybe you can share with listeners how you would go about making sure that, because people say to me, is that it? That's all there is to it. And it's learning. So it's there, but you want to have it learn like 2 + 3 = 5. You want to really wire it in. So what are some of the ways that you know to get that wiring in to happen?
I just believe, like, you know, above the feeling bubbly that it's in the works, but it's just happening. It's just occurring. I guess I really don't have words for it, but it just is occurring.
Mm-hmm. Nice. So you're using doubt to create belief, and that's what doubt's for, Gord. So whenever I feel doubt, I use it to create belief.
Right.
Try that one. Whenever I feel doubt.
Whenever I feel doubt,
I use it to create belief.
I use it to create belief.
I know how to do that.
I know how to do that.
I'm
with
open
success.
To change. Yeah, I'm open to change, and it can be easy from now on.
I'm open to change, and it will be much easier from now on.
Nice. I love it. You just upped it. I said it can be, and you said it will be. No can be about it, Suze. It will be. And I really heard that strength in your voice. Nice work.
It will be, yes.
All right. Okay. And so just, you know, reinforcing it a couple of times. So as you go to sleep tonight, you know, think of other examples of change that's happened with ease and where you've been open to it and it's worked out. And, you know, if the monkey comes up and goes, yeah, but it didn't work out then, you know, just look at it and go, yeah, you're right. It didn't. That's when I was doubting and I was letting it be hard. Now I'm letting it be easy. We're trying it that way. The monkey will calm down. When you go to sleep in that upward vibration, then your subconscious mind works on it all night long. That's a great time to practice it. Alrighty. So anything else that I can support you with today, or is that feeling solid?
That's feeling solid. Thank you very much.
Super. Yeah. Well, I really appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much. And any kind of things that you want to share with listeners about, I know you listen to almost all the shows. This is the first time you've called in. Anything that you'd like to share?
I guess like what you had just said though, our body, like, yeah, and I guess that's what one practitioner told me too, that our body, once we kind of create a new pathway, that we can, like, have huge change. And, yeah, I'm just so thankful that, you know, there's been a work started. And, yeah, like my life, I know, is in the process of really changing, but it's just, like, more than words, like, I, you know, and more than feelings. It's just I know that, you know, as we do the six steps for any issue, like any issue, I'd like to stress that, you know, part of me says, well, you know, it only has to be just a minor thing or something, or, you know, or something major in our life cannot be repatterned. No, that is wrong. Anything in the world can be repatterned.
No, I'm so happy to hear you say that, because I have for years said you can and will repattern anything you choose. And to hear, you know, somebody who's been reading the book and practicing it say, yeah, you can do anything. It's quite, our minds are so powerful. And when you can get it working for you instead of against you, it's really great.
For sure. Yeah. Thanks again, Suze. I'll be in touch.
All right, Gord, thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate it.
And I will listen to the rest of the show, too, like
super.
I always do. But I, yeah,
exactly.
I can, so that's great.
Yeah, no, I really appreciate you calling in, Gord. Thank you so much. And if you'd like to do a little repatterning on your own kind of places of doubt or places that you've got challenges, you can call in toll-free 877-230-3062. So I'm excited today to have in the studio with me a guest, someone I've known for ever and ever. She studied belief repatterning. She has taken the course, a couple of the courses, read the book. And in fact, one of her testimonials is at the beginning of the book, and where she talks about it, about how belief repatterning has affected her. And of course, I can't just find my copy of the book right now to read it, but I'll find it on the break and read you a little bit about what Allison said. But we've got her live today. Allison is a registered nurse and uses repatterning on a fairly regular basis. And, you know, the thing that's cool about it is that once you've studied it, it's there kind of whether you use it or not, because it's in the subconscious. So welcome. I'm really glad to have you in the studio. You're going to have to get closer to the mic and snuggle up to me a bit more, because we've only got one mic here today. But welcome, Allison.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Are you ready to integrate belief repatterning into your everyday way of being? Discover effective ways to flip your switch between your own inner critic and inner coach. Changing your thoughts changes your behavior and creates the outcomes you desire personally, professionally, physically, and spiritually. Join me for the teleseminar. Over 3 weeks, you'll receive focused, individualized coached practice time, and we'll walk through the book. I'll support you with more practical suggestions. Your $99 investment also gives you access to our learning center and recordings of all the calls. For upcoming dates and to register, visit beliefrepatterning.com. That's belief, B-E-L-I-E-F, repatterning, R-E, the word pattern, P-A-T-T-E-R-N-I-N-G.com, or call 403-286-9380. Learn how your inner thoughts and self-talk affects your behavior, your energy, and the energy of others. You can and will repattern anything you choose.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Well, hi, and welcome back. It's not that we were planning on going anywhere, but there we were, gone. Just like that, disappeared into the night. Poof! So thank you, Kira, for jumping on that and putting some commercials in. And we're going to pick up approximately where I think we left off. And I think I had just nicely introduced Allison. And I have a copy of Belief Repatterning, the book that Hay House published that I wrote, that talks about the technique. And Allison actually has been with me for so long in this work that she provided one of the testimonials at the beginning of the book. And she said, belief repatterning is exactly what it says it is, a direct and effective route to identifying what blocks you in your life, and it supports you in actioning what strengthens you. So kind of interesting that was how you put it, like 4 or 5 years ago.
I know, it sounds so great, and it's true.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny because people often say to me, Allison, you know, when am I going to be done? Like, when am I going to be fixed? And I often laugh because my father's a now retired veterinarian, but getting fixed in my family meant you couldn't have puppies or kittens anymore. And so it really isn't about about fixing yourself, but when you find yourself in that new space, that new place, and you're in that situation right now.
It's true. And although we say we're never going to be fixed, we're always improving. And that's what it's about. And letting go of knowing that we have to be somewhere or get somewhere. It's a process.
Mm-hmm.
And by recognizing our skills, my skills, as I change into a potentially new job, can move forward easily by using the techniques to support myself and to keep the fear quiet, recognize it for what it is, and be objective in getting past it and constructive in using the fear.
Mm-hmm. And you use that fear to propel you forward, because it does give you some energy. And I think what often happens is that people just hang on to the fear.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when we first began this process, I know that and we're not sure where it cut out here, so sorry, we're repeating ourselves, but you used to be what I would call a ditherer. Like you would just like, you'd get into fear and you couldn't think.
That's right.
It would take you out of the picture and the intelligent woman that you are would disappear and this kind of, person would show up.
Well, and in that place, it's easy to go back to what's familiar. And although you can build on what's familiar, if you're too fearful, you don't move forwards.
Mm-hmm. And we've often spoken on this show about how when you're on the downside of the line, in fear, in anger, in doubt, in any of those kinds of energy draining emotions, when you're there, you do not have access
mm-hmm.
to your creative thought.
Mm-hmm.
And so you actually can't think straight. You actually are seeing red. You actually it's normal for your brain to go out, because that's the fight or flight place. And that's the place of trying to keep you surviving. And so you go back to those old habits and where they came from and who gave them to you and how long they've been there and how they manifest. Isn't it just such a relief? We don't have to go there.
That's right. It's true. And although those things are interesting things to consider and can be useful, to stay living in that place is not helpful. Now I was going to say something about, I lost my track.
Well, let's get you back on track.
Let's do it.
Let's do that. So, I find it really interesting that the quote that you gave for the book like 4 or 5 years ago has to do with, finding your strengths. And when we were having a chat about doing this, and I said, what is it that you would find helpful? And would you be willing to come on the show and chat with me about this? And, you said, and I'm just pulling up here, I'm going to use your text on me here, and it was transitioning sounds good, reframing doubt and an objective look at strengths. And so you even identified it there that you wanted just some support in looking at your strengths. It's not that you can't, but when you get into that other place, when the playing field changes, when the world starts shifting under your feet, it's sometimes a little bit hard. And I know you said to me, earlier today, I know I have strengths. It's just, where do I want to apply them and what do I want to do next and where mm-hmm. am I going? And
mm-hmm.
so,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
That's right. And it's applying the thought.
That we seem to be having a few dropout things here and it's a little bit like what happens with your mind. You're trundling along thinking everything's fine. And then all of a sudden you realize it's just dropped out. And that's what's happened to us a couple of times, and apologies for that. We've got a great conversation going here, and I know helpful to people that are listening in. So when do we begin kind of kicking in with repatterning? It's kind of whenever you notice. And so you're saying that sitting in the pity party, you were there,
mm-hmm.
you sit in the pity party, you go, okay, I've been here for a bit, and you get observational with it instead of enmeshed in it.
You get a little bit more objective with yourself, which is great, because we do that with so many things. They say judgment is not helpful, but it can be in certain circumstances. So use it to your advantage.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's the thing, is that, it's easy to say that doubt or frustration or worry or any of those things are negative emotions, but really they have a very positive role for us in helping us, in pointing us. It's like, it's uncomfortable. So it kind of wakes us up and goes, I don't really like being here. So you had the earth move from underneath you this last week in your position.
Yes, restructuring in the healthcare profession is occurring. Many of you probably know about that. So jobs are going up for interview now, and they're decreasing the amount of the makeup of the staff on our unit. So this means change for all of us and how best to prepare oneself. Mm-hmm. So that's the place where I am right now, and I'm excited about it largely, but also it's a change. So mm-hmm. what's going to happen? What can I do? What do I want to do? The world is open again. Well, maybe not quite the world, but
there's possibilities.
Lots of opportunities. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And just when you think you've got everything kind of stitched up and organized, it's kind of like, but I remember having a conversation with you last summer and you were kind of doing the, I don't know, is this what I want to do for?
Well, that's right.
Because you're kind of 10 years out from retirement-ish, right. 12 years out. And it's kind of like, do I want to keep on this trajectory or do I want to, you know, run off and join the circus? Is there another option out there for me?
Well, right. And new scenarios are exciting. Something new within the company or something new outside. Now we've got, say, 10 more years of work life left. Also considering retirement, pension, all of those things.
Mm-hmm. So benefits
one didn't,
are in place.
Didn't consider when one was 20 years old. Or
yeah, 20 or 30.
Mm-hmm. Right. So all of the options that might be open to me, what shall I do? And now, what do I want to do with the rest of my work life?
Mm-hmm. And then when you get into that place, that's when the doubt can kind of like, am I good enough? Am I, you know, I have to go and reapply for the job that I've been doing for, how long have you been with that company?
10 years.
10 years. So you've been doing the position for 10 years, as have many of the people that you've been working with.
That's right.
And now you're being asked to reapply for the positions that you already have. And it's kind of.
Well, in a way, it'll be a slightly different position. But at the same time, is that a direction I want to go? So it calls on one to think objectively about it.
Mm-hmm. And so let's first of all, before we jump into a total repattern, let's just use one of the repatterning techniques and shift the question from what is it that I want to do to how is it that I want to feel? What do I want to be? What do I want to experience? Mm-hmm. So let's start with that. And I'm going to just jot down, you can just, you know, how do you want to be? And so folks that are listening, if you're going through transition, not what am I going to do? What do I do? Because that puts us into, I mean, even just saying it, I can feel my heart kind of going, whoa, I don't know. What are we going to do? You know, it puts you into that place. But if the question, how do I want to be, puts you into a much different place. It kind of drops you into that, you know, your beingness, your human beingness. So how is it that you want to be? What are some of the feelings that you want to experience?
I know. I want to be more creative.
Ah. Okay.
I'd like a little more freedom and liberty to create space for people that live. I work in a residential care facility.
So I think your voice has dropped out a little bit there. Residential care facility.
Residential
the elderly.
Care. Yeah. To be able to direct a little bit more of a satisfying lifestyle for them.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be able to collaborate with others on what that's going to look like. Have freedom to use outside sources that are expert in this field to enhance people's lives.
And how does it make you feel when you do that?
Oh, empowered.
Empowered.
Helping others to do better.
Okay, so we're going to just start right there. I've got a couple of words here, and this is, for those of you who are listening, it's what do you want, and then you can use the repatterning statements to reinforce it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we don't have to really go with a forgiveness statement other than, let's just use kind of the generic one, I forgive myself for believing the way things have been is the way they have to stay.
I forgive myself for believing that the way things have been is the way they have to stay.
Good, and breathe that one in. I give myself permission to feel empowered and creative in my work. That's what I want.
I give myself permission to feel empowered and creative in my work. That's what I want.
Okay, breathe that one in. And I can just, I'm sitting here looking at you. Your face is just like changed color. You've got a little glow thing happening. We're just at permission. So I'm choosing to deepen my empowerment through creativity at work.
I'm choosing to deepen my empowerment through creativity at work.
The more creative I am at work, the more empowered the folks are who are in my care.
And the more creative I am at work, the more empowered are the folks in my care. I like the sound of this.
Yeah. So it's like, woo, okay. So I'm free to be creative and empowered and bring that to the people I work with.
I'm free to be creative and empowered and bring that to the people I work with. Co-workers and clients.
There we go. Yeah, mm-hmm. See, that there's your monkey kicking in and giving you the little extra information. Going,
monkey.
Thanks, inner coach. Okay, so we're at freedom. The next stage is affirmation. So where has there been a time where you've been able to be creative and empowering? And it can be at your work. If it's not at your work, just another time that you were creative and it felt empowering. So it might be, you know, I mean, I know you're an avid gardener, so it might be.
Let's see. Growing my garlic this year.
I felt.
And harvesting it.
Felt creative and empowering.
It absolutely was.
I like that part of me and I'd like to bring that to work.
Yes, I like that part of me and I'd like to bring that to work. Even if it is actually planting garlic with people at work, that would be fine too.
Mm-hmm. So it doesn't have to be direct result, but it's just opening up and bringing that energy to it.
That's
okay.
Right. Yeah.
So we've talked a little bit about what you want more of and, you know, I'd like to get people what I call on the upside of the line before we start looking at the things that are the challenges. So what are some of the challenges that you're feeling? I'm going to jot those down on the left-hand side, and then we'll move some of them over the line for you.
Okay. Some of the challenges. Let's see now. Within myself, my feelings in myself, the challenges at work. Challenges at work would be a manager with, I have communication difficulties with my direct manager.
Mm-hmm.
So I've made some progress with that already. That would be a challenge. The good side of that is I know her and managed to get beyond this and just get on with the day to day. It's always easier when you're a fresh face going into a new place and people don't know you, so they know. So whatever you do, they have no expectations about you.
Mm-hmm.
However, let's see, something else that's a challenge. The work culture is slow to change.
Mm-hmm.
There's many staff. That is a thing unto itself. Working with others, there's challenges with interpersonal, burnout.
Mm-hmm.
People get burnt out. Some people maybe ought to be retiring or taking a holiday, but aren't. And not to point the finger, I may have been in that boat myself sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Well, because
everybody gets tired.
And when you're in that kind of a role, it's a burnoutable kind of role. So what's the opposite of burning out?
Energized. Yeah.
Okay. I can burn out or I can be energized. It's my choice.
That's right. I can burn out or be energized. It's my choice.
I can bring good communication skills to the situation right now, right the way it is.
I can bring good communication skills to the situation as it is now.
Okay. When I bring that to the table, it energizes me.
Yes, when I bring that to the table, it energizes me.
When I'm energized, I feel empowered and I help others feel empowered.
That's right. When I'm energized, I feel empowered and help others feel empowered.
Okay. So you see how we can take some of the stuff that's on the downside and shift it over. And what we're doing is anchoring it in with some of the things that we have already identified as some strengths.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm getting very clear on how I want to be at work.
I'm getting very clear on how I want to be at work.
Does that feel okay? Monkey okay with that?
Well, and in a way, this opportunity for the change in the workplace has fired me up.
Mm-hmm. Because it takes us out of the complacency.
That's right. And because who doesn't want to be comfortable? Mm-hmm. And it's, you get used to your routine. Mm-hmm. So it's breaking out of that routine and not being too afraid.
Mm-hmm. So a little
the
bit
fear
like
is no job.
Yes.
Do you know?
And okay, so let's fear of no job, all right? And I know that lots of people have experienced that over the last few years. You're 50-ish. In your working time, how much time have you been out of a job, not by choice? Like, I know you've done traveling and that you've done, you know, we're not talking about that, but like when you wanted to have a job, how much of the time have you had a job? Most of the time, 75% of the time, 30% of the time, all the time?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's been a few weeks or something, but I'd say 90 to 99%. If I go out looking for something, I find it.
Yes. I know that when I go and look for something, I find it.
I know that when I go and look for something, I find it.
Breathe that in.
Isn't this hilarious?
I know, isn't it funny how we get ourselves into these little corners? Okay. I forgive myself for believing I need to worry about not having a job.
Really? I forgive myself for believing I need to worry about not having a job.
Yeah. Well, there's a big deep breath in. Okay. Yeah. It's like, you know, I laugh when, I shouldn't say I laugh, but I giggle at how our minds work.
I know.
I remember when I was in a big transition when my kid's dad decided that he wanted to live in another country from us and went. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I remember sitting in the bathtub thinking I'm going to be a bag lady. And then I went, wait a minute. Like, I was the one that had the job and was working to start with. I'm still the one that's working and has the job. We just have one less person here. This is actually going to work out. I can, you know, I don't have to worry, but I've never been a bag lady, you know, and why when I was in my early 30s was I worried about being a bag lady, you know?
Well, you know, I think being a bag lady, not that you might not want some of the health risks going along with it, but it's a type of freedom, you know, don't have the responsibility of this and that. It's like,
yeah, but you know, our minds are so funny. As soon as that solid grounding for us starts to shake, we get all these goofy thoughts that just do not make any sense. You know, somebody like, I don't know how I'm going to pay my bills. And I often will ask the question, you know, how often have you been in a position where you've been unable to pay the bills? And most of the time people look at me and they go, I always pay my bills. I'm like, okay, so like we can just stop worrying about that one. I remember a little gal that came, her mom brought her to me. She was about 7 and she wasn't sleeping very well, and sat her down and started chatting with her and discovered that the reason that she didn't want to go to sleep is because she had concerns about the boogeyman and or whatever her equivalent was, but she was afraid of an entity. And I asked her how many times she'd seen it. And she said, never. She'd never seen it. And all of this vigilance that she had done, staying awake, she'd never seen the boogeyman. And I said, so who told you about this boogeyman? And she said her sister had. And how old's your sister? And her sister's 11. And I said, and how many times exactly has she seen the boogeyman? Well, she'd never seen it either. And I said, so you're telling me in your sister's 11 years of experience and your 7 years of experience, that's 18 years of experience, neither of you has ever seen this boogeyman. She said, no, kind of dumb that I'm waiting up looking for him, isn't it? And it was done. You know, I was just like, thank you. Our minds are so fun when you kind of go, well, yeah, okay. So let's have a look at this. I choose to be the energizing person on staff at work right now.
I choose to be the energizing person on staff at work right now.
I am that person, and I'm really good at it.
Yeah, I am that person. I'm really good at it.
I choose to empower myself by deepening that skill set. We really need that right now.
I choose to empower myself by deepening that skill set because that's what we need.
Okay. Yes. Breathe that one in. There you go. Okay. So it's what is the strength that I already bring to the situation I'm in, and how can I up the game on it? How can I move from the level of complacency that I've had with that strength, and how can I deepen that strength? And that starts to make it be fun. And then you don't have to worry about the do will show up. Mm-hmm. Because you're being mm-hmm. from your core, from your essence, from the place of who you really are, you're being that, you're radiating it out, and therefore, law of attraction says, mm-hmm. what you see in you, it's going to come back. Mm-hmm. And so if you are finding creative ways of being energizing and using the creativity there, you know, really focusing on empowering yourself and the others, becoming that outside expert. And I know you've done a lot of outside courses, bringing mm-hmm. that expertise in and sharing it in a way that empowers people and energizes people. Either the correct position is going to find you in that restructuring, or the correct position is going to find you outside of the restructuring. But the correct position will find you, that will be a match for the energy. Whereas when we let ourselves get dragged down by that, oh no, what's going to happen to me? I'm in da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And anyway, I have every right to go there because our security is wavering. But when we go down there, then that energy pulls you down, and then you're going to draw that.
Well, that's right. And that's the flight or fight. That's when the fire is roaring and the flood is at high ebb, and you need that at that time. But this is why you have to retake control and say, well, we're not in that place.
Mm-hmm. Now, so. I know that you have mentored, coached, loved people through passing, mm-hmm. you know, because that's your work is to help people be comfortable in the last years of their lives when they can't care for themselves. You have mm-hmm. huge
that's
compassion.
Right.
You have huge, I mean, I know these strengths of you. I can't even imagine working in palliative in a downtown hospital like you did for years and years in a major city, and you know, and then you know, now being in a care facility, like you've got this deep, deep compassion. What if you gave that degree of compassion, understanding, tenderness, and kindness to yourself as you're going through this transition, which is like a life transition that you help people with? Has that occurred to you? I can tell by the look on your face. It's like one of those, the monkey just went, what? Hadn't even thought about it that way. Bend the brain sideways.
Well, my eyes just kind of half closed, and I just see myself in a mountaintop somewhere. Mm-hmm. Nice, peaceful retreat.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's, you know, you've got a skill set. So what, you know, anyone who's listening, like, look at the things that people say about you. Look at the, you know, the feedback that you get from people. And, you know, the little monkey that's saying, oh, well, if you really knew who I really was. Well, you know what? People do really know who you really are. You're not fooling anybody. You know, it's interesting. We think we are, but we aren't. We're showing up as ourselves, and that kind of spills out all over the place.
Well, and that's it. Now there's an opportunity there to be, to not be concerned about judgment from staff or from management, because they're either going to like what I bring or they're not. And so the mountain retreat can be at my place of work.
Mm-hmm. So the opposite of not being concerned about judgment.
Mm.
What's on the other side of the line? Because again, that's, I don't want to yeah. be concerned about judgment. So what?
Well, that's right.
Working in a place of acceptance. I work in an atmosphere.
Free
I feel accepted.
Judgment. We use judgment all the time. It's a needed thing. I think secure in acting with integrity and truth.
I give myself permission to be secure and act from my integrity.
I give myself permission to be secure and act from my integrity.
I know how to do that. It's my truth.
I know how to do that. It's my truth.
And those of you who are listening, you just heard her really click it in. I know. It was like, I know how to do that. That's me. Yes. Yes. I recognize that woman. She shows up in my mirror every morning. I know that woman. Okay. This situation, this transition is allowing me to really deepen my inner security, and I'm taking that opportunity.
Mm-hmm, nice. This transition is allowing me to deepen my inner security, and I'm taking that opportunity.
Whoa, the monkey just had something to say on that one. It was like, whoa.
What does that sound like?
Yeah. What is that? Okay, so I'm open to exploring what that's like for me.
I'm open to exploring what that's like for me.
Breathe that in. So if you can't get to I am, be open to exploring it, or be open to learning about it, or be open to investigating it, or mm-hmm. all those things are all kind of mm-hmm. like, ooh, I'm going to go exploring, you know, start to sound like, let's go for a hike.
Well, and that's much comfier.
Exactly. And yeah. so you want to be in that place of comfort so that you can focus on what it is. So you notice that what we did, as I said, what are some of the things that you're liking, that you're looking for? We got into that strength place. Then we went back and looked at some of the challenges and then brought them and used them to then boost those strengths and to really get into them. Does that make sense to
mm-hmm.
you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So where are you feeling at now? We've got about six more minutes before the end of the show. Where are you?
Well,
seeing?
You know, that little familiar fuzzy feeling is coming over me a little bit.
Oh, that little tingly.
Well, kind of, but it's also, it's, I need some water.
Uh-huh.
Something's deep.
Okay. So the familiar fuzzy feeling is the little scared fuzzy feeling, the little.
No, it's like a time for processing.
Ah, okay.
It could be time for processing.
Right.
So recap.
Mm-hmm.
What? Permission?
Permission to what?
Explore operating in a public way from my beliefs.
Wow, I didn't say that, but isn't that wonderful?
Well, this is how I'm trying to
That's
put
great.
It into a
I give
concrete...
myself permission to show up at work and operate from my beliefs. Because it sounds like you've been kind of dampening them down a bit. And I think many of us do. It's that old, you know, from the Bible, they talk about hiding your light under a bushel.
Well, you know, when you work within a large structure with financial cutbacks,
mm-hmm.
There's work to be done. And it's achieving the day-to-days in addition to the extra things that need to be done, that mm-hmm. should be being done,
mm-hmm.
but the resources aren't there to get them done.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe with the restructuring, there will be an opportunity to do this. And in the meantime, there's opportunities to be taken that should be done before I go,
mm-hmm.
if that is what ends up happening.
Mm-hmm. And so whether you go or stay,
mm-hmm.
I choose to show up in my integrity and be secure with that.
Yeah, it might mean a lot more overtime.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to the overtime that's already being spent.
Mm-hmm.
This is the balance that we're trying to achieve.
Okay, so I give myself permission to be balanced
mm-hmm.
and operate from.
Mm-hmm. I give myself permission to be balanced and operate from a place of integrity.
That energizes me.
That energizes me.
And it empowers myself and others.
That empowers myself and others. Mm-hmm.
So you see, when that monkey comes up and brings you that little objection, that little mm-hmm. like, oh, that could mean we're over time. And it's like, okay, great. So what do I want? I want balance.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I create balance. And that's part, because that's also part of, you know, that being secure place.
That's right. Yeah, that is.
Okay. So if you think a little bit like this as being like a bit of a tent, right? And each of these emotions are a different part of the guide wires, and you're tightening one and then another one kind of, and so then you have to go back and,
right.
and you think about, you're creating a structure.
Good analogy.
With these,
I love it.
With these emotions.
Okay.
Okay. Makes some sense?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
So I'm going to put you a little bit on the spot. Takeaway, because we're just down to the last 2 minutes
okay.
here. So we need to do a little bit of a wrap, but a takeaway for you today. Where are you at now with this whole process?
I'm going to have to put my brain to it to put concrete action to what we've discovered here.
Okay. So suggestion, instead of I'm going to have to put my brain to it, I'm choosing to bring my mind.
I'm choosing to bring my mind.
To this new awareness.
To this new awareness.
Okay.
So
feel,
I can,
feel how that's different?
So I can brainstorm about how to achieve how I see things should be going.
And that's empowering and energizing.
That is empowering and energizing.
Good job.
Yes. I choose.
Thank you.
That's great. You're very welcome. Thanks so much for being part of the show today. I really enjoyed it. It's lovely to have people visit and be part of. And thank you for being so open with your process. I know that it's helped a lot of people who are listening who go through that same kind of struggle trying to figure it out. So really quickly, focus on the things that you love. Find your strengths. And if you're not sure what they are, find somebody who loves you to tell you what they are. And you could just say, I'm going through a period of transition. I'm feeling a little shaky on my knees. What do you see my strengths as? I'm not looking for, you know, big, you know, stroking my ego here. I need a little help. And most people are really happy to say, well, I see this, this, and this as your strengths. So, you know, use the people around you and let them support you, and then bring those strengths to your time of transition, because you will then rise up in that challenging time, and the people that are looking for that will find you, whether they are in the situation where you are or outside of the situation you are. Everything happens in a way that supports you if you let it. And so I'm here, Suze Casey, reminding you of this every Thursday on CTR Network, that you can and will repattern absolutely anything that you choose. I'm so grateful to Gord for calling in today. Thank you so much. And grateful to Allison for joining me in the studio, so that we could talk a little bit about, if you're going to doubt anything, doubt those old insecurities.
Yay, hear ye.
Yep, just focus on the strengths that you have and build from there. Next week, I'm really not sure what we're going to talk about next week, but if you've got a great idea, I'd love to hear it. Drop me a line on Facebook, the Suze Casey author page, or you can send a note to info@beliefrepatterning. Take good care, keep warm, hug somebody you love, and make sure that you give yourself a hug. Bye for now.
The 20 Mazda CX-9 is designed to elevate every moment with a sophisticated SUV experience. Stunningly crafted with three-row seating, including second-row captain's chairs. Book a test drive at Mazda.ca.